we did was we looked to see what was the pattern over the last 5 years. And for the first time now, we have a full idea of the scale of the crisis that is happening in Letterkenny University Hospital, where 3,300 surgical appointments have been cancelled by the hospital themselves for patients over that period of time. And this year so far, running up to August, appears to be on par, if not in exceeding the number of cancellations that took place last year. So things are not getting better. Indeed, they are getting worse. And that can be down to a number of factors, but particularly there are a number of issues that can be addressed in the hospital that can deal with this issue. One is the need to open the additional beds that are closed in the short stay ward. The second thing is the need to lift the recruitment embargo that is in place by the government on the HSC at this point in time. And the third thing they need to do is they need to adequately fund home health packages so that we do not have delayed discharges, people who are medically fit to leave the hospital but can't return home because the government have decided to suppress the amount of support that is there for people in that situation. These are three practical steps that can be dealt with to make sure that patients who need their surgical appointments are not psyching themselves up only to get a call in the morning saying that your appointment has been cancelled, which is absolutely traumatic for them, also leads to worse health outcomes as there is a delay in their own personal treatment.
Obviously a huge impact on patients, but equally so, I presume it's extremely frustrating for the frontline staff.
Absolutely. And, you know, you have consultants, you have doctors. In some cases, we've talked to consultants which saying they're turning up for work. They want to carry out these surgical procedures, but the beds are simply not there for the patient to go and to recuperate in. And we know this. But what is sickening to me is the fact that there are still 15 beds lying empty in Letterkenny University Hospital. The government will not provide the funding to open that ward, which could bring patients off trolleys and make sure that there was space for adequate recuperation after surgical appointments. I know it's very difficult for the manager and the management of that hospital to actually try and deal with a crisis situation.
How confident are you that Minister Harris will be able to turn this situation around in Letterkenny?
Well, first of all, the patients here in the Northwest and in Donegal in particular should not be suffering as a result of the incompetence and the overspend of the runaway project on the National Children's Hospital. It is not acceptable in my view that we have people who are at home, hundreds of them now at this stage, who have been deemed eligible by the HSC, which the HSC has assessed them and says, you need home health support, but they are not being provided it. I believe that that's cruel on themselves, it's cruel on their families. This is an example of the biggest waste of money in the health service if they do not get to grips with this. Because the longer that these patients need the surgical appointments, the more cancellations that there are, it shows that there is a waste of money. We have staff in our hospital, we have consultants in our hospital turning up for work, but which can't carry out the procedures because the beds are simply not there.